I'm gonna be doing the intro again, then we're gonna be just going and continuing on. And with perspective and stuff, something that has helped me a lot is being an artist and just being like a creative person. I try to look at things differently and like do it purposefully, like kind of just go outside and just kind of see what inspires me out there. So we're gonna be jumping a little bit into photography. So those of you that are here for the animation, get ready for some photography as well. Kyle shoots with, you shoot with a Nikon, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The
And
best
there's
one.
the best one.
The best company, right?
Yeah. And it was really cool because Kyle gave me some chances to try out the camera and stuff and shoot with it. It's really interesting, like connecting it to these animated shows. It's like you're looking through a lens, like at the world, and you're able to see things in a different way. Like looking through that camera lens, you can see things like beauty around you that maybe you wouldn't have noticed before. Like Kyle has a super awesome shot of, I can't remember what bird it is, but there's like waves behind it and like water droplets and stuff.
Yeah, so it's just a typical seagull. So it's a herring seagull in specific, but only bird nerds would care about that. But no, yeah, it's what I love about that picture is that it here's a bird that nobody really pays attention to. People kind of just often call it a trashy bird, and to be fair, it does eat a lot of trash inland. And but what's so beautiful about it is that it really shows this bird in its natural element and the beauty that it can be and that it is, that I feel like people often overlook. They don't even pay attention to them.
Yeah, that's super cool. Yeah, before being your roommate, I knew birds existed, but I didn't really pay much attention to them. And one of the things that I remember is we would be going out and taking pictures of birds. I never like thought about this, but when the bird takes off, you can watch it and see where it lands again to get a better picture. Because like if you don't get a picture while it's taken off, you can watch and see where it lands. And then kind of just like reset up your camera and get the shot that you want. And I don't know, when a bird flew off, I'm like, well, he's gone. I don't know where he's going. But it was really interesting to see, like you said, them in their natural habitat and really like what the natural beauty that birds have and stuff. That's really cool. Yeah. And if you guys want to check out Kyle's photography, it's on Instagram at Kyle W. Sills. So I'll have that in the description as well if you guys want to check that out. I've always really loved photography too, and it was cool trying out Kyle's camera. It was very technical, and there's like you have this huge what is it, a
Telephoto.
telephoto? Yeah, it's like a huge lens. For people that aren't into cameras and stuff, you've probably just seen like normal cameras with the tiny lens, but it's huge. Like it's a big lens, and so you can, it's perfect for like taking pictures of birds, and because you can get stuff that's a really far distant out and kind of bring it closer to the lens. I'm not super technical with this, but yeah.
Yeah, it is really useful, and I mean, and it's funny though too, because while it does zoom pretty far, you still have to get pretty close to your subject. So that's why I think the whole chase or the whole thing with wildlife photography is what makes it so exciting. It's not only do you get to explore the outdoors, but you have to be, quiet, and you have to be a little bit sneaky, and it kind of gives you more appreciation for just like the serene nature of a lot of, of nature, because you're trying to be just as quiet as it as the nature is, and so it's really cool to kind of try and blend in with it and feel more in tune, if that makes sense.
That is super cool. Yeah. Dang, that's really cool. Yeah, it like makes me think about how once you've started like to take photos and stuff, you start to kind of like, as you shoot more photos, you learn more about kind of like, what is it called? Kind of like framing a photo, right?
Composition.
Yeah, composition. Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
I know that word. The composition of the photo, and you're able to learn how to take better photos. And you can see from your first photo to like that you took ever to like the photo that you're taking today how far you've come. And I think that's really cool that you can really see your journey in taking photos. And another thing with taking photos that I've realized a little bit, and I didn't really understand, is you go out there and you'll shoot like a lot of photos, like get tons of shots, but not all of them are awesome. Like not all of them are perfect, or at least like for you, like you what you want to see. So Kyle has a really cool process of like going through and kind of taking what his favorites are and kind of whittling them down to find the best of the best photos that he's taken.
Yeah, I like, I mean, I go, it's really, you know, because I tend to whittle mine down several times before I finally edit my photos. And I could take 1,000 photos and only end up keeping, you know, about 50 of them. Or some days it's even less. Sometimes it's like even literally like 15. And it's just, it's crazy that how I think a lot of people think that when you go out and take these photos or go out on these photo shoots that, you know, all of their photos, or when they see these professionals and they think like, oh, all of their photos are perfect. And that's not simply not true. We probably throw away or just don't even end up using, you know, 95% of the photos that we take. It's just those special five. The only difference is that we take thousands of photos, and luckily some of it works out. So
yeah, it reminds me of this quote I heard a lot of times, like studying, going to art school. And it's like the difference between you and the master of your craft is they've taken more chances and failed more times than you've even tried, basically. And how really just going out there and trying and like failing, there's like this, I think it's an acronym. It's an acronym. It's like first attempt in learning is fail. Like failure is a lot of times with, especially I think with like schooling and stuff, we see failing as a horrible thing. Like nothing good can come of failure, but failure is how you learn. It's how you grow. And you can look at it and be like, okay, what should I do differently? Like, how can I improve in this? And it really gives you like that motivation to improve and to get better. I've been really wanting to get into photography. Cameras are very expensive. So right now I'm just like shooting with my phone and stuff, but it's still really cool being able to get photos. And I think something really cool about photos is they serve as like documenting your life and kind of like this little snapshot, a little moment of your life. And a lot of times you can look back at that photo and be like, wow. And it just comes all flooding back to you, that moment where you took that photo. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, and that's like honestly one of the reasons why I love wildlife photography so much, is that I'm like, you know, taking pictures of like places and buildings is cool, and it takes a lot of talent, which that's just not my thing. But when it comes to like birds or wildlife, when I snap that photo, it's that instant, that memory or that moment is only mine. Like there's nobody else will have a photo just like that, or of that bird in just that way, or that, or just that time of year. You know, it's something that is such a unique kind of little, yeah, like you said, kind of memory or moment that you can look back on, and it's just yours.
Yeah,
which I love.
That's super cool. Yeah, and I think there's one photo that Kyle took of us while we were camping. It was like a place, it was before we went to Yellowstone, and it's like us all around. It was a long exposure photo, I think. Was it? Or
yeah, yeah. It was probably about I would say 5 seconds, 10 seconds.
Okay.
So yeah, pretty long. And it's a long exposure, so you can kind of see that the fire kind of ascending there, or the different sparks. And what was, yeah, it was so cool because it was such a magical moment that we got to capture, that it was just nice and peaceful. And in a spot that is secretly known to me and my family, and now some of my friends, which I always swear them to secrecy so nobody else knows where it is.
Yeah, we won't tell you where the location of that shot.
Yeah, cool place though.
Yeah. That's super cool. Thank you for sharing that. We saw that like after you took it in the camera, and I'm like, wow, that's super cool. Cause I had seen a lot of photos that Kyle took of birds and stuff. I'm like, yeah, it's super cool. But like, I'm not a bird. So it's like, how do I, but like seeing a photo of me and like us together, I think it was just really cool to be able to see that and really capture a moment that I really feel like defines a lot of us. We really all valued spending quality time with people and like experiencing the outdoors and really having an adventure, and not just sitting around, but actually going out and doing stuff, I think was one of the things that really focused on when we're all roommates, which I think is really cool. And I love campfires. So like that's that. It's a cool photo. It's really cool. Go check out Kyle's photography, and we will see you guys next time. Peace.